The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. It's been a funny old week, really. A relative of Claire's unfortunately passed away, and I'd always gotten on with him because he was involved in the arts. He was a mime artist. Anyway, weirdly, he left me his mime costume in his will. Tight jeans, white t-shirt, red braces and boots, and my feet are the same size as his. And he was sort of quite a punk rock mime artist. He was French, in actual fact, but he left it with me with the strict instructions that I was to carry on his art. And I was a bit confused at first, but then I thought it's just a strange but wonderful gift to be given from beyond the grave. Anyway, off I went, and I had a couple of mime lessons, and it's been really wonderful for getting me out of my own head and just doing something completely different. Anyway, I'm excited to tell you that tomorrow I'm actually going to go to do some mime busking, to see if I can make any money and to see what the public think. And I was just wondering if you wanted to come down and watch me potentially make a fool of myself doing that. Okay, speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah. No, I'll come and watch you do mime. I'm having quite a frustrating day, actually. I one of the benefits of living in student accommodation is the, you know, it's landlord owned and you're renting, so when things go awry, supposedly things are meant to be fixed immediately. So we've got this bloke coming over to some of the under kitchen lighting needs fixing, and so they're going to come over, but boringly just hasn't turned up, so I've had a stab at it, and I just can't do it. I've also bought a toothbrush, and I've spent an inordinate amount of time trying to just get it out of the packaging. It's fucking extraordinary. You can put a man on the moon, but, you know, you can't get a manufacturer to produce something which is a little bit easier to get the toothbrush out. But anyway, yes, I will come and see your mime tomorrow. I don't really know what I think about mime. I haven't really formed any. Slightly creepy, a bit boring, if I'm honest. Okay, cheers, mate, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger here. I just wanted to say thanks for coming by to watch me do my mime. I'm sorry I couldn't talk to you, but you know, I was being a mime person, so it would have seemed weird if I'd started talking. But you were pulling some, you know, curious faces. So I just wondered if you enjoyed it or not. And also, I just should mention, I know I haven't said this to you, but the reason my head was shaved was because Jamie asked me if I would shave my head for charity, so for a motor neurone disease charity. I shaved my head, but I couldn't actually get anyone to sponsor me to do it, so it was kind of for nothing. But anyway, so yeah, I just wondered what you thought. There's a future in it for me. I've called myself Monsieur Lapin, which means Mr. Rabbit. Sort of, just for kids, really. Anyway, I'm enjoying myself, if nobody else is. So thanks for coming by. Anyway, mate, speak soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. No, I did do it with a female monkey. It's not something I'm desperately proud of, obviously. Look, Roger, I remember you mentioned you had a pension when you were at Frankie and Benny's. I just wondered if there was, a clause whereby you could get temporary access to that collateral. And the mime, mate, I don't think you're shit at mime. I just think mime's shit. Yeah. Okay, mate. Speak soon, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Mate, just firstly, in terms of the pension from Frankie and Benny's, I do have access to that, but that money was always as if I just wanted to treat it as if it never existed, because it's for Jamie, that money. There's about £1,000, but it's for Jamie. I do have access to it, but I would need to have that money back. I'm not going out to do my mime busking today, because there's that march on in town, the Football Lads Alliance march. They're a horrible bunch, and there's loads of demonstrators there, so I think there'll be a few scuffles, sort of quite a right-wing affair. So I'm not going out today, yes, let me know what your plan is re this money, and it's fair enough about mime as well. I mean, you know it's not for everybody. It just makes me feel a bit relaxed. Okay, mate, let me know how I can help. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, Rog. You're a fucking lifesaver, mate. Fucking lifesaver. If you could trigger the release on that capital temporarily, that's seriously saving my bacon. I'm so grateful, I can't tell you. Okay, so I know you're not miming in central London today because of the neo-Nazi march, and you're right, it should get pretty rough, but I do need you to drop the money off at the Hippodrome Casino on Leicester Square with an acquaintance of mine, Ilan Khan. He's a croupier, and he's fresh out of the military service in Israel, so he's a pretty twitchy character, but he's going to fix the wheel for a cut. So we'll double up on three spins. So if you go red, black, red, and if you could get there for one, you're a lifesaver, mate. Honestly, thank you so much. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. So just so that I'm clear, you're going to turn my $1,000 into $10,000 at the casino, because you know the guy that works there. That is hand. Does he want anything in return? And do I have to? I'm not just going to hand this money over. I've got to put these bets on. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go and do a bit of mime somewhere else, and then I'm going to go straight to the casino. That should avoid any of the march or any of that stuff. Okay, mate. All right. I'm a bit... Well, I'm nervous, but anyway, don't worry. I you know... We need to get section 7 of the Silk Route Autobahn laid. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, Roger. Well, should I say Monsieur Lapin? This is great. So, look, Alain's on table 9 in the Hippodrome. It's on the second floor. He'll know it's you when you order a Long Island iced tea. Hold the gin. Okay? A Long Island iced tea, please. Hold the gin. Look, he's a good guy, but as I said, he's twitchy. He's just out of the army, you know, and his dad was high up in Mossad, and his grandfather's a famous Nazi hunter in Argentina, you know, interesting background. So, you know, box clever. He'll get you up to $10,000, and then you'll tip him $1,000, and I've got the change, so that's covered. Steer clear of the march. It's going to be tasty. All the transgender vegans will be sniffing blood. Violent bastards. It's the smug lefties that always cause the most damage, you know? They think they've got right on their side. Very dangerous. Okay, mate. Let's do it. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Blimey. When you said Ilan was twitchy, I thought you meant he was a bit, so, you know, sensitive or something. But blimey. He means business. I got in the casino... And I headed to table 5, and he saw me coming, and so he signaled to a colleague of his, and the colleague grabbed me from behind and pulled me into the side room, and Ilan came in straight away afterwards, and without saying a word to me, he stuck a cattle prod in my ribs. And I don't know if you've ever been cattle prodded, but my God, I hit the roof. And I tried to complain, and then he just prodded me again, under the ribs. He called me a Nazi scum. And then the penny dropped, and, you know, he obviously thought that I was one of those football hooligans from the march, and because I was wearing my mime costume, you know, and my head was shaved, and he prodded me again, and now I'm screaming, I'm not a Nazi, I'm a mime artist, I'm called Monsieur Lapin, and I shaved my head for a motor neurone disease charity. But he didn't believe me, he prodded me again under the ribs. Oh, my God, and it was only when I said, Brian Goodwin, I'll have a Manhattan, please. That he realised what was going on, and he apologised profusely. And anyway, oh, we went out to the table, and I gave him the money, and he's just doubling it up. And it's coming good, mate, it really is. And I'm getting goosebumps, little butterflies in my stomach, but oh, I don't want to get cattle prodded again in a hurry. Anyway, I thought I'd just let you know it is all going okay. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, mate. Being cattle prodded, that must have been horrific. I did say that he was a twitchy bastard, and you know, I meant basically he's a very aggressive man. But I'm glad it all worked out. Look, mate, this is something I should have done a long time ago, but I just want you to keep it, okay? Give me $1,000 back, obviously, but, you know, just hang on to it. Start a mime school. I don't know. you know, take Anne on holiday. But, yeah, I probably owe you that, mate. Okay. Thanks, Rog. Well done. Oh, the Turkish lot phoned up and it had been deleted. They didn't have it, so they couldn't follow through with it. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I just got out of the casino. I've got all the money. Jesus. Mate. I can't believe it. They've deleted the video. So you're in the clear. And you're going to give me this money. Brian, you have done some incredible things for me. You've been so kind. But this is the kindest thing. Fuck, what are you doing? Shit, someone's just nicked the bag. Someone's nicked the bag. Come back, please. That's mine. It's mine. Mate, come on, shit.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.